This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist. I have a practice here in New York on the West Side, right around the corner from Columbus Circle at 330 West 58th Street. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, call 212-779-1744. You can speak to Grimaldi to set up an appointment. She can give you all the ins and outs of what you should bring and so forth and fees. That's 212-779-1744. If you're not able to travel to New York, no worries. I have telephone appointments with clients across the country. So thank you for joining me here once again on Intelligent Medicine. And if you have any questions, comments, topics of interest, I'd love to hear from you. Email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I want to talk to you about cholesterol, specifically HDL. HDL cholesterol, you've heard of LDL cholesterol, that's supposedly the bad stuff, right? And now HDL cholesterol, the high-density lipoproteins, LDL stands for low-density lipoproteins, and HDL is high-density lipoproteins. The HDL cholesterol is supposed to be the good guy. And the good guy, I like to call the garbage truck. The higher your HDL, the bigger the garbage truck you have to carry out the bad stuff, like small dense LDL, triglycerides, things of that nature. But HDL is very important. But did you know that both too much as well as too little HDL is linked to a higher risk of infection? There is some evidence that high-density lipoprotein, HDL, the lipoprotein that's commonly regarded as heart protective and beneficial, may play an important role in our immune system. To test whether high or low HDL is linked to infections, a group of Danish researchers evaluated the infection rate of over 100,000 individuals and compared it to their HDL cholesterol levels. That's pretty straightforward, right? Two studies were included in this analysis. One, an evaluation of 97,166 patients in the Copenhagen General Population Study, and two, a review of 9,387 patients in the Copenhagen City Heart Study. Using 20 years of hospital records, the HDL cholesterol of any person who had an infection severe enough to require hospitalization was recorded. A U-shaped association between HDL cholesterol and the risk of infections was seen. Stated differently, a person with very low HDL cholesterol or very high HDL cholesterol were both at an increased risk for infection. That's that U-shaped association, right? Now, although the authors specifically state in their conclusion that this relationship is not necessarily indicative of causality, it does suggest how HDL is sometimes misunderstood. In the past, HDL was often seen primarily as a beneficial lipid in which more was better. However, in recent years, emerging evidence, such as this paper, suggests that there may be an optimal amount of HDL and too little or too much can both be problematic. This is very, very interesting, and this is a study from Danish researchers. And I want to really refer right now to the expert, rockstar integrative cardiologist Dr. Steven Sinatra, and I'm referencing a couple of his articles here on all of this because I want to follow up and explain more about cholesterol, because cholesterol is also important to all of our cell membranes. It's critical. So cholesterol and you, 10 crucial facts. This is on drhoffman.com. It's also on Dr. Steven Sinatra's website. If you don't just get cholesterol through the food you eat, you make it within your liver, brain, and also almost every cell in your body. Your body uses cholesterol as raw material to build protective cell membranes and structures within cells. You know, to make steroid hormones, that's the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, as well as stress hormones. And to generate bile salts you need to digest food and absorb fats. Enzymes in your body also convert cholesterol into immune-supporting vitamin D. You know, it's going to take many years for people to stop being so phobic about high cholesterol levels, because that high cholesterol may indeed be necessary. Did you know that those with the highest cholesterol levels in the years in their 80s, 80-year-olds, 86-year-olds, 88-year-olds, they live longer? And I'm talking a total cholesterol about 268. This is in the scientific literature since, I believe, the 70s, but definitely since the 1980s. So let me tell you more about the crucial facts of cholesterol from Steven Sinatra. Number two, your body makes cholesterol as it is needed. The more cholesterol in your diet, the less your body makes, and vice versa. In fact, the production of cholesterol operates on a negative feedback loop. Those of you who know me, you've heard me say this many times. When we're getting enough cholesterol from our food, from our egg yolks and butter, and shrimp, pardon me, when we're getting cholesterol from our diet, the liver sees, if I may use that term, that there's enough going around, that it doesn't need to churn out so much. So this is what we mean by it operates on a negative feedback loop. So on average, your body gets 15% of its blood cholesterol from the food you eat and manufactures the rest of it. That's why it's okay to eat eggs again, in case you haven't heard. The cholesterol in your food does not mean cholesterol in your body. Nutrition is not as simple as plumbing. Number three, your brain needs a lot of cholesterol. About 25% of the cholesterol in your body for neuron function and to make the fatty myelin sheath coating every nerve cell and fiber. Naturally occurring cholesterol is linked to mental function, and lower cholesterol can lead to poor cognitive performance. The myelin sheath that is coating every nerve cell in our bodies, that myelin sheath, when it's attacked by the immune system, is called multiple sclerosis, MS. Those with MS, you almost want to coddle their cholesterol levels. You don't want them low, because cholesterol is so necessary to make that fatty myelin sheath to coat the nerve cells. And did you know your cholesterol levels can fluctuate throughout the day? Cholesterol tends to go down in the summer and up in the winter. I didn't know that. This is likely due to lack of direct sun exposure in the winter months as a means of making vitamin D. This is interesting because you need cholesterol. That 7-dehydrocholesterol under the skin, the cholesterol in the body, is a substrate, is a precursor for making some vitamin D. After any surgery, your cholesterol soars, says Dr. Steven Sinatra. It also increases when you battle infections. Hence that high HDL I was just speaking to you about in that Danish study, right? It increases when you battle infections, are under a lot of stress, or have had a heart attack. Reason being, your body relies on cholesterol as a healing agent to help create new cells whenever they're needed. Think about my analogy to the cracks in your arteries, to the crack in your living room wall. What does the painter first do? He spackles it. What do we call that spackle in your coronary arteries? It's called cholesterol. Cholesterol's a good guy. It's a repair substance. Would you blame the spackle for the crack in the wall in your living room? No, you wouldn't. It's like blaming your white blood cells for the infection in your body. No sense. So, your body relies on cholesterol as a healing agent to help create new cells whenever they're needed. Exposure to environmental agents and toxins can also affect your cholesterol levels. Toxic chemicals, free radicals, pathogens, trans fats, and other damaging agents you're exposed to end up in your bloodstream, where they damage the endothelium, which is that razor-thin lining of your blood vessels. When endothelial cells need to be repaired, your liver sends LDL to the site, right? That's the spackle I'm talking about. And when the healing process concludes, HDL carries the spent LDL particles back to the liver to be removed from your body. Hence the garbage truck description. HDL carries the spent LDL particles back to the liver to be removed from your body. Certain antioxidants, herbs, and nutraceuticals can naturally reduce cholesterol, interestingly enough, by neutralizing toxins and other damaging agents. Hence, such supplementation results in the liver not having to produce as much cholesterol for healing. That's an interesting mechanism. It also supports other biochemical processes crucial for wound healing. So, rather than automatically reaching for a prescription pad upon discovering that a patient has high cholesterol, a doctor should seek out the cause. Through successful treatment of the cause, the symptom of high cholesterol often disappears. Yeah, your doctor will give you prescription for Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, and will tell you to stop eating eggs and butter and go on a low-fat diet, but the dietary cholesterol is only 15% of it. That doesn't help matters. And statin therapy, like the cholesterol meds I just mentioned, can have many negative side effects, including muscle pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramps, constipation, gas, and upper respiratory infection. They can also cause amnesia and other mental deficits. Some of these side effects are due to the depletion of CoQ10, a nutrient your body needs for cellular energy production and a healthy immune system. Older folks are particularly vulnerable to infections and weakness associated with statin drug use. And some research suggests that doctors should exercise extreme caution when prescribing statins to the elderly, especially if they're frail. Dr. Sinatra agrees, not only because of potential CoQ10 depletion, but because lack of cholesterol can lead to decreased quality of life and mental acuity. This is true, and I've written about this as well. Dr. Sinatra's heard from many patients that their strength, energy, appetite, and vitality return when they stop taking statins. And did you know? They found this association particularly in women. Women taking statins like Lipitor are more prone to diabetes, for crying out loud. Wow. So, as with the elderly, the very young also need cholesterol for growth, development, and metabolism. You may have heard about doctors giving statins to children, and if you think this is ludicrous, you are not the only one. Thank you, Dr. Sinatra. And in another very important article by Dr. Sinatra called Why Your Cholesterol Test Can Lie, let me continue here. If you really want to find out the risk your cholesterol levels pose, you shouldn't rely on a traditional lipid panel to do the job. Such cholesterol test measures only total LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. And they're what most doctors will order, but they're outdated! Exclamation point. Granted, he says, standard blood lipid tests are useful for determining whether your ratio of total HDL to LDL cholesterol is within a healthy range, but those cholesterol tests won't tell you about your HDL and LDL fractions. That is, whether you have predominantly small, dense cholesterol particles or large, buoyant ones. Particle size is extraordinarily important because research shows that small, dense LDL cholesterol is inflammatory and toxic to blood vessels. Even more troubling is a high level of lipoprotein little a, or LP little a in parentheses, the most dangerous blood lipids. LP little a is a specific type of small LDL cholesterol particle that inflames the blood and makes it sticky. Patients with LP little a are more prone to clotting. So, the best cholesterol test, obviously, the more of the dangerous cholesterol particles you have, the more aggressively you'll need to treat your cholesterol levels, because the more you have, the greater your risk of cardiovascular disease. That's why it's imperative that you talk to your doctor about the three specific cholesterol tests: the NMR lipoprofile test, which was developed by LabCorp, lipoprotein particle profile, which is the LPP test, which was developed by SpectraCell, and the Cardio IQ report, which is offered through Quest Diagnostics. Ask your doctor about these tests. These tests examine the types of cholesterol particles in your blood, which gives you and your doctor a far more accurate profile of your cardiovascular risk than standard cholesterol tests alone. Now, having said that, when you're on a statin, your cholesterol goes way, way down. Your total cholesterol goes down to like a 127. I tend to see this number often in my patients who have been required by their cardiologist to take statin therapy, even if they've never had a heart attack. And statin therapy, we know, doesn't really work for primary prevention like that. If you've had a heart attack, yes, sure. But if you haven't, it's just being given for high cholesterol. And remember, let me tell you why cholesterol is important. The human brain is 40 to 60% cholesterol. Memory loss and dementia is a common long-term side effect of statin use, as Dr. Steven Sinatra reiterated. A substance called 7-dehydrocholesterol under the skin reacts with UVB rays from the sun to synthesize vitamin D. That substance begins to diminish after age 60 or 65, so taking vitamin D is appropriate. Infants need cholesterol for proper brain development. Large amounts are supplied in human milk, which is approximately 55% fat. And as a matter of fact, the mammary gland secretes certain enzymes to ensure absorption of cholesterol by the infant. Cholesterol synthesis operates on that negative feedback loop I told you about. So when we get it from diet, the less our liver has to make. Do you need more information? The Framingham Heart Study found that those individuals with desirable, quote, desirable cholesterol levels, meaning less than 200, scored lower on verbal fluency, attention, and concentration, and abstract reasoning than those with higher cholesterol levels. Very low cholesterol is associated with dementia, depression, moodiness, aggressive behavior, violence, and decreased learning ability and intelligence. It's also a risk factor for cancer and increased mortality from cancer, infections, and suicide. All very, very important information about cholesterol. Thank you once again. Thank you, and thank you to Dr. Steven Sinatra's information. You can also find it on his website, or you could go straight to drhoffman.com, which will link his articles to his website as well. Thank you for joining me on another Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.